This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. First you'll get the money, then you'll get the fully armed and operational battle station, then you'll get the women.
Hello, mate.
You alright?
Yeah, fine, mate, you?
Not bad. Not bad. I'm very distracted by all the screens that I have around me at the moment.
Are you mission control again?
I am. Like Houston, and we have a problem. We have two podcasters missing.
Yes, MIA, KIA.
Hopefully not KIA.
No, hopefully not. But you never know. We should plan for the worst.
Yeah, MIA I'll be fine with.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Well, grudgingly.
Grudgingly, yeah. I've got to reboot my fucking phone. There's this thing on the iPhone.
Yeah.
With the Twitter app,
right,
it keeps asking. It keeps saying Excite would like access to your Twitter accounts,
right?
And it's known to be a fault,
dodgy,
something to do with Apple in its in the Apple code.
Okay,
Apple aren't making any effort to sort of resolve it. It's been over a year now.
What? Apple?
Yeah,
they're not making, not fixing something.
Not fixing something.
Imagine my shock.
I know. And, yeah, I just have to, you can't, if you tell it yes, it can have access. It doesn't do anything. It just keeps popping up. And if you tell it no, it can't have access. It doesn't do anything. It just keeps popping up.
Right.
So what I might end up doing, I might have to kill the Twitter app on my phone.
Right. Well, delete it and reinstall it or something, or just delete it completely.
I've already done that.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. So it might I might need to find a third-party Twitter app.
Trying to think.
Let's get see if I can get these other guys on. I spoke to Rob Cast today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We've been, all of us.
What, on here?
Skyped him.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We were swapping technical tips because.
Oh, is this after the conversation on Slack?
Yeah, yeah, because I'm looking to buy some new equipment. And nice. Only because I downloaded this free app the other day. You know, let me get to the start of it. You know, every week when we have voicemails. I have an issue getting them to play, don't I? Because they have to buffer when they're coming out. Hello, mate. You all right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're far away.
You're very far away.
Yeah, I'm setting this mic up right now. Hang on a minute.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so usually when I do the voicemails out of Dropbox, they buffer and you get that horrible delay and then I have to tidy it all up in in post. Well, I did a bit of research and I found an app. Is my camera not on? Hang on.
Not that I can see, no. Did you get it working in the end?
I did a reboot.
Oh, there you go.
So, hey. It's me. Woo!
Your Christmas tree's having a seizure. What's going on?
It is, and you will shortly be having a seizure also. just don't look at it. So, so I found this app, and it's a soundboard.
Okay.
Is it that?
Oh, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
You know those coloured squares?
Yep.
They're usually empty, like those ones there.
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is you load the content that you want in there, they're called carts, like cartridges in a radio station. So I can queue something up and I can say, like, oh, we got a question from Kyle at Tumbling Saber.
Hey, boys, it's Kyle at Tumbling Saber. I hope you're all doing well and getting ready for the...
Immediately, audience. With no buffering.
Nice. That's really good.
So I thought...
One, two. Better?
He's still far away.
Still a bit.
But it's better.
What about now?
Still not quite.
Am I going to have the same crap Steve had?
I wouldn't have thought so. No, is the red light on the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it must on be the back. There's a little switch. Try the different settings. It's only got three positions.
Hang on.
You know what Steve's like? He's probably worked that up his bottom a couple of times and it's moved the switch around.
That's position number four.
Yeah.
And number three.
That's a bit better.
All right.
Try the
That's a bit
again.
Better. Yeah.
3-3-3-3-3
Yeah. Try one.
1-1-1-1-1
That might be better, actually. Are you right on top
of
the mic?
Yeah, we're practically in position 33.
That is your one. That's your one there.
Am I? You sure?
Yeah, that's the cardioid setting, I think. Let me just have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear yourself all right, Paul?
I can't hear myself at all.
I can hear you better now.
I'm not. Well, I've taken that black screen bit away.
Okay. The pop shield.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Quick reference guide. You're in position one, yeah? That's for single users. So that's right.
All right. Leave it as it is then.
Yeah, leave it as that, mate.
Now let's try one other thing. Let's go over here and do this. Right. I know what that's like, but what I am finding is I'm having to raise my voice a lot more than I do with my earphones on. So.
You're having
with a
sensitive, raise your...
with a good mic, it'll be more sensitive. So that's probably true.
And Mark's gone.
I'm here.
What?
No, he's not.
Oh no, there he is.
I'm here. I'm just calling Steve in.
I mean, can you record me like this, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. If you're happy, you're in. Great.
Yeah. No, you sound good. And you can hear
give
us.
Give me two minutes. Yeah, clear as bell. But I'm gonna get the earphones anyway.
Okay, mate.
All right then. Anyway, so Mark, this app.
Yeah, so the app, I decided that because I had this app and I could play these carts really easily, I started thinking of other applications like recording the live read of the ads, loading it into the app so that we just trigger it in the show and then I'll have to do less post work. So I thought, I should be able to just plug a 3.5mm jack cable into the phone and then plug that into the Mac and then I'll have two audio sources. Not that simple, but you can create an aggregate audio source on a Mac so you can tell it to hear it, you can tell it to use
both.
Two mics at once,
right,
and it will just record two input sources as one track, which was great. So I set that up and it was an absolute disaster. It ruined everything, so I had to go all the way back and set it again. Then I bought an external sound card that goes in via USB, so you can plug that in. Tried to set that up.
Yeah.
Complete and utter devastation again there. So I had to go right back. I deleted everything that I'd done. I'm returning the external sound card because that's pointless. That's not doing anything. And I started looking into buying mixers, which I didn't want to do yet. I know that at some point I'm going to do that, but I didn't want to have to do it just yet. So I'd found a XLR mic. I was trying to find a way to convert the Yeti to either work with quarter inch phono jack or XLR, but there's no way of doing it. So it looks like the Yeti I bought is now going to be redundant.
Right.
So I went.
And you bought another Yeti?
Only this one I've got now because I haven't had this all along. So then I went to Cody and asked for some advice, and he slow walked me through, and then Rob got involved, and then we set up a tech support feed on Slack, and we were trading ideas. So now I know I don't really need a mixer. That's a little bit too advanced. What I need is a digital interface like Rob's got. Yeah. So I can plug four XLR mics in there. So if at some point we all end up together doing a recording, I can plug in an amp. I can plug in a mic for everybody.
Yeah.
And then I can also plug in the iPhone in a in a quarter inch for a quarter inch phone.
Yeah.
So that should work. So.
Oh, that's something at least. I should be doing. Hello, that. Steve.
Hello,
Stevie. Steve.
Hello. Sorry, I was on a FaceTime call.
Sorry, I thought we'd started.
How are you getting on over there, Paul?
Yeah, well, can you hear me? Because
you're far away again.
Well, I'm not. I'm kind of been climbing into this thing.
But then it's not. I'm in a bit. Then it's not plugged in.
I'm in a...
But it is bloody plugged in. Goddamn son, mother.
It's like being berated by a tiny man.
In a way,
I don't know how tall you actually are, Paul. I don't mean that in a. I mean in terms of the distance of the voice. Nothing
1-2-1-2
That's it. That's perfect. Better.
I don't know why Skype dropped it and put it back to real tech.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
No, I did turn it off and turn it on again though.
Oh, there you go. That's it then.
Right, usual situation. I don't have a picture for you, obviously.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Episode 53. Everyone's got
Yeah, did I hear Stephen say he was joining the fray?
Stephen's here.
Hi, mate.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, bad.
Oh shit! Where's my glass?
Lawless banter. Furious.
Lost me glass of wine. Hang on.
You sound like you're lacking in enthusiasm, Steve.
No, I've got a bad back. I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm all right.
You're such an old, crumbly person.
I know. Yeah,
to be fair, I can't criticise him today, Mark. I haven't spoken to you since. Have I spoken? Oh, no, I have spoken to you since I bruised my ribs.
Well, have you done Jen's done the same thing.
I had the flu, and I rattled so hard when I was coughing that I've done my ribs in.
Exactly what Jen did.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And she, every time she coughs, she really breaks it.
I don't know if I've broken anything. He told me mine's inflamed. That's all he told me.
Yeah, well, Jen's cracked a rib, but it's the same. They break so easy. You can't. It's nothing sinister if it's broken.
No.
Did she go to see Dr. Akbar?
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Akbar. What did he say?
It's a crack.
Well done, Jen.
What was he examining?
It's a crack.
He's the butt doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Akbar.
What's a crack?
I'm just here to fix the photocopier.
I'm just making sure I've got my...
Copy of that magnitude.
Yeah, I was reading all his quotes the other day, Rob.
You can't have that many, can he?
Yeah, it's got about 8 or 9. They're quite good, like... what is it?
I sent you a load.
Away from the Death Star. There's one. Really, one he mentions General Calrissian. I can't remember what that one was now.
Oh, yeah, some sort of order, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Well, just print the screen, for Christ's sake. It's much easier.
Yeah, you can't... Oh, he says, what is it?
I repel firepower of that magnitude.
And that's the shaky finger moment.
Yeah.
You can't repel firepower of that magnitude.
My Twitter app that I was having problems with has deleted tonight's Twitter poll.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I'm having to rewrite it.
What is it?
Tonight's question is, Gareth Edwards made an almost perfect Star Wars movie with Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. No, I read that earlier. Yep.
Did you?
Would you want him to do it again? No, but I read it in the notes.
Oh, right, yeah. Of course.
Okay. So you can hear me clear as whistle now?
Yeah, you're good.
Yep. All right, I am still not hearing myself at all, by the way.
Have you got the headphones plugged into the mic?
No, you can't do that.
The earphones.
You can't do that.
Oh, can you not on that one?
No.
Oh.
Oh, fine. I'm only a blue.
I don't know. I haven't had one of those. I haven't owned one of those ones. I only own this one.
If I was gold or red, I bet it'd work.
No, this is the Yeti, this one I'm using. And it's got a headphone jack at the bottom. That's why I asked.
It's not gold leader.
And if you plug in the USB on the mic, you can't then hear through the laptop. You have to plug the headphones into the mic. Once I realised that, though, it was really easy to hear my levels back.
Right, I just sent you all a picture. You might like it. Not on the chat, on email, by the way.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. Hang on.
Let me just write this bloody question out, and then we can kick it off.
As in your phone off a fucking cliff.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be surprised if my battery doesn't die again. It's been on charge twice already today.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's mental.
That's a piece of crap.
That's a crap. Of rubbish.
Has it got eye written in front of it?
It has. Eye crap.
Don't let Cody catch you saying that.
I've already been told off once today.
I know. Bless him. He's spirited. Wrong, but spirited.
Yeah. Right.
I could do this.
That's a crap.
There you go. If I do that for you. Right, it's in the chat.
Oh, there we go.
That's actually pretty good.
Laughing
at. I can take a screen grab with all of us in it now. Right, so that's my draft. If I save that as draft,
excuse me.
Come back to that later. That's good. That's good. 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 Right, we have no Connor's Corner. Obviously, Connor's not paid attention to the fact that we're recording a day ahead of time.
Yeah.
So what we will do is instead, there's Nathan Roberts has sent a rather lengthy voicemail.
Belter, yeah.
So we'll.
Voicemail. Shit, I was looking at a question. There's a voicemail that's that long.
There's a 4-minute voicemail. Yeah.
What? Some of us don't talk for that long in the show.
I know,
not me, obviously.
It. But that's good now.
Three of us anyway, Rob. Yeah.
I was going to say, Trick's getting me to shut the fuck up. I'm kind of a big deal, you know.
Let me tweet this. Where is it?
I've got a message on my tweet. Oh, no, I've got a Star Wars.
Check
it.
It's a trap.
Check up, right?
Rob, they were doing that all weekend.
You're going to say you're sorry.
I bet they were.
You're going to say you're sorry. Say you're sorry.
What,
Steve, what is going on? Steve, are you in a mental home?
What have you done, Steve?
He's talking to the cat.
I'm sure talking... she... Yeah, sure, wait, whatever.
That was
quite
talking
scary. To one cat who attacked another cat.
But it was the tone.
I'm sorry. What's Jack... he going to do?
Jack would have been proud of that.
See, sorry.
Now she's gone ultrasonic.
So I've got another ringtone, have I?
See you, sorry.
Sorry.
Why so sorry?
If you do it, if you say sorry now, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Well, don't you know?
Careful now.
He was talking
down
to
with
me.
This sort of thing.
He said sorry.
Careful now.
He did run in his Bluetooth.
Well, Ted, I'm very cynical, as you know.
Right.
No, they are far away.
I'll give you a clue. You live there.
Croydon.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. 2 minutes later, she comes back. Is it London? To a completely different question.
Apparently, Ted, it's the largest lingerie section in Ireland.
It's Ireland's second biggest lingerie section, I understand. Sorry to Dave Donovan if he's listening. This is probably like, you know, if showing an Italian the Don Mio advert, right?
Yeah.
People doing terrible approximations of your noble heritage and beautiful melodic accent.
There's a pit. Look, the picture's all tweeted. Can you see that?
Oh, hang on.
What?
Just fresh. Obviously, I understand.
Where are you?
Twitter takes a long time to load.
What have you tweeted, Mark?
Yeah,
I just tweeted the screen grab.
You kind of throw me on the side.
Yeah, but okay. I just opened the chat and included Paul.
I know what I need to do then. I know what I need to do. So I need to go on that. And I need to do that.
Jen's on the screen grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, from 2000 and...
Oh, it's the yeah, it's the shot, the still shot.
It's Weary Jane.
Should have come on the camera, Steve.
Say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry, kitty.
Okay, sure.
Right, hang on, Mark. I'm going to change my picture for you.
Right, I've already tweeted it.
Yeah. Oh God, I've always hated you.
I don't know that.
American.
That'd be strong.
Say you're sorry.
There we go. Just changed my picture for you.
I shouldn't make myself laugh so much.
What have you changed?
What?
I've updated my profile picture.
Okay. Oh, are you going to show up with a picture now?
Oh, it might not.
That doesn't matter, but in future.
It might not update live.
Oh, right. Fine.
Are we ready?
I thought you were going to say something else there, Paul.
Has everybody got the show notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody remember that we don't swear on this podcast.
Yeah, I'll do my best, Mark. I'm going to have to mute every now and then because my ribs started playing up.
Okay, mate. Whatever you need to do.
I'll do my best. I will be here. I will be queer. Get used to it. I don't know.
Steve, are you ready?
It got away from me.
Yeah. Steve, is this your spit on this thing?
What thing?
This black shield in front of the microphone.
Pop shield. Probably.
Is that your...
It could be semen.
It's got white gooey stuff on it.
No, Steve, when we said it was a pop shield, you've obviously misunderstood us. What it is...
Oh, goodness.
Tastes like salty batter.
It's salty egg yolk.
That was quite the reference, that song, Steve.
Yes.
It's a shame
you're wrong about everything to do with Tarkin.
Well, it's...
Oh, hang on. No, you're wrong about everything.
It's opinion.
It is.
Don't suppress opinions in here, you Sith Lord. That's what you are, Paul. You're the dark...
What you call me?
Isn't that
a Sith Lord? Yeah, not a shit Lord. That's a different thing.
I said codpiece face.
Did you see the trailer for The Mummy without all the sound? It's hilarious.
I did see one where somebody had taken the screams from The Mummy trailer and put them in Revenge of the Sith. And the bit where Vader breaks out of the off the table and walks and sort of stumbles out. Somebody had taken the screams.
The nose scene.
Yeah, they'd replace that with a scream. And it seemed very odd.
No was odd enough.
It was, this is true.
But, no, I knew exactly what was happening and I knew where it was going and I knew Padme would die.
I've got to do a review for the Rogue One soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, do that.
I haven't picked that up yet.
Do it then. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
I wasn't very impressed.
No?
I thought he played all these bloody fanfares when the location cards were popping up. It's like, no. When we have a location card, it's a slow bring in. It's so it's a very mild gathering.
It just didn't work.
It was almost like
addiction alert.
It was like a bloody fanfare, like a Western fanfare.
You don't want opening crawl, but you want all the same stuff to happen as it has in Star Wars with the music.
When did I say that, Steve?
I don't know. I just thought it was.
I did want an opening crawl. Did you hear Tumbling Saber this week, Rob?
Bad for you, mate.
I did. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying their fourth musketeer.
Steve?
Yeah, Steve, he's nice.
They've got a Steve as well. They were jealous, Steve. Yeah. They've gone out and themselves clearly. A Steve.
Have they got a fully clothed Steve?
I think so. I think he's largely clothed.
Yeah.
But
Nate
Steven. Not a Steve.
Mm.
Yeah, not
even though everyone calls me Steve.
Yeah. Only the people that love you call you Steve.
I know. I feel like a painter and decorator. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Dermot Mulroney.
His name rings a bell.
Dermot Mulroney. Ever heard of him?
Yes.
He was in My Best Friend's Wedding. He was in Friends. He was also in,
Young Guns.
Do you know he's now a musician? He actually played cello in Rogue One.
Really?
Oh. The same bloke?
Yeah, I didn't know that till about 11 seconds ago. He was Rachel's boss for a very short period of time.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to say
Gavin.
Gavin, that's right.
Gavin? There you go.
I just shared my
seed with you. Oh, there's a cool picture of him too. Click on that, it'll take you to a cool picture. And there he is. He's a cellist. Oh, that uploader is only available in your country, you slag.
I'm not seeing him credited on IMDb for
cellist.
Well, no, they've got soundtrack credits and they've got music department credits, but he's not on them.
Rob, did we ever tell you our Avatar Snowmageddon story?
I don't think so. It didn't ring a bell when you mentioned the word.
We just talked about it at the weekend. It gave us a little, gave us some flashbacks. Not entirely post-traumatic stress, but kind of. We went to see, it was 2009, wasn't it? Avatar. Right. We went up to see Avatar that night, and I said to our friend Andy drove, didn't he, guys? He picked us all up, picked me up last, and we went up to Blue Water.
Yeah.
And I said to Andy, when we got there, I said, listen, park on the middle level in case it snows. We're like, you know, you don't want to, we're going to be in the cinema quite late because Avatar is
the least.
And I said, like, park on the middle level because we don't want to get, if you get the windscreen frost, you're going to have to scrape it off. Or if it snows, you're going to have a hard time getting out. So park on the middle level, then you're protected. Okay. So he did. And then we left, we went up. Now, Steve, you weren't even wearing a jacket, were you?
No, I wasn't
wearing anything.
I was wearing a I was wearing a T-shirt under a thin little leather jacket. And I came out and was talking about snow. And Paul, you looked up at the sky, didn't you? This clear sky, bright stars. He said,
"Yeah, clouds for that stuff, mate."
That's what exactly what he said, word for word. And we went in to see the film. And,
but it was an 11-hour movie.
Let's be honest. Quite a long.
Well, yeah, to be fair, it's quite a long one.
When we came out, there's like 3 foot of snow on the ground. And I kind of felt vindicated, and because I'd already warned of snow, and then I immediately felt terrified because we needed to get home.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I was right, but yeah, that's not what I'm worried about.
Yeah, we got totally screwed, didn't we, on the way home? We got stuck behind two lorries that were trying to overtake each other on the motorway.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
They got to this gradual little incline, so of course everything went pear-shaped and they couldn't go any further.
And they should be doing that anyway, apparently.
No.
I read somewhere they're not allowed to, they're not supposed to be using the outside lane at all.
No, they weren't. It was a three-lane situation. Neither one of them wasn't.
But one of the lanes was full of snow, wasn't it? So we only had two lanes because the snow was so heavy.
Yeah.
But poor old Steve, we ended up walking home, didn't we? Leave Paul and Andy in his car. And Steve
we jogged
didn't have
a few miles, a hill, and then your missus picked us up.
Yeah, because my little car could get through anything. So she came and met us at the top of the road in my car and got us home. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
About 2 o'clock in the morning later.
I'm trying to think the worst one I've had to deal with stuff like that. I didn't tell you what happened to me the other day. So, because I haven't seen you. So after we talked on Saturday morning, after we did the Rogue One reactions, I went to, obviously, to the cinema to see Rogue One. And I was walking up to my car. I quite liked it, yeah.
That's spoiled the ending.
I was walking to my car. Right, and so I need to ask you guys this as a point of etiquette, right? Because I feel slightly odd about this one. I'm not really sure whether or not I'm in the wrong or not, or how much. Not so much whether or not I'm in the wrong, but how much I was in the wrong. So I was walking along towards my car, and this bloke crosses the road to talk to me, and sort of say, "Oh, hello, all right, mate. Sorry to bother you and stuff." Now, bearing in mind that he looked, I don't know how to put it, how do I put it kindly?
Chavvy?
Like a villain?
He didn't look well, I'll say that.
Stoner?
Yeah, he had that kind of air to him.
Crack whore. Sort of.
That would be, you're kind of getting along.
Far?
No, to be honest, I think that's probably the step I wasn't willing to take. Right. Now, bearing in mind that he'd crossed the road to talk to me, if you were in my position, what would you assume he wanted to ask?
Get out of your car so I can kill you, wear your skin, and take your vehicle.
So I wasn't in my car at this point. So
what do you think
weird.
Of Rogue One?
Yeah. Are you looking for business?
So, blimey, okay. Saturday afternoon's a bit bold. but at the same time, I didn't have any obvious signs of plans, so fair enough. if it was you, what would you assume the question would be?
Got any spare change?
Right. Okay. So that's what I assumed too. So before he even spoke, this is where I think I did go a bit. I was a little bit out of line. Before he even said, before he even continued his sentence, I just went, "I'm sorry, I haven't changed." What?
Oh, sorry, I was interjecting. I thought that's what you said.
You thought I said what?
Kissed.
Steve, I want you to run a mental exercise for me, all right?
So this is not a defrag on my...
That's fine. Just assume for a second that that's what I did say.
Yeah.
Where would I go from there?
Well, you're shouting it out to get people's attention to save you from said arse rapist.
Right. Surely, don't they say you're better off chatting? Aren't you better off chatting arse fire? Isn't that what they say?
Arse fire.
I've heard plenty of them.
Is that ring?
Never mind. The joke didn't land, so move on.
You say sting and ring then.
Sting
and ring. Ring sting.
It's like a song title from the Top Gun soundtrack, isn't it? Sting and ring, Maverick. So I, without him even getting a chance to follow on from his sentence of, "Excuse me, mate, sorry to bother you, but," I just stopped him and said, "I'm sorry, I haven't got any change." And I genuinely didn't.
So what did he really want?
The time?
No.
Supposedly. I reckon part of it was he said that to save face.
Be honest, he said, "Ho, ho, ho," and he was wearing red.
No.
Was he ringing a bell?
No, I would have been all right with somebody asking me that, because he would have been like, the question might have been, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I could have said, you know,
I'm going to go see
Rogue One, so I'm good.
Harry, was it? And she said, "All I want for Christmas is you."
No, in which case I would have been all right with that. I don't know. I feel, like I say, I do accept that I could have handled it slightly better by at least letting him ask the question.
What did you say?
Sorry, I haven't got any change.
Oh, you assumed what he was asking. He went, "Yeah. I don't need your change. I've
what?
Got a gold Rolex on my wrist." Well, what do you
said, "Get a job, bum."
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over how rich I am. No, I just said, "I'm sorry, I haven't got any change." And, that's exactly how I worded it. I didn't just say no or anything like that. I wasn't sort of – I was a little bit kind of – like I say, I interrupted his question to say that, but I didn't sort of – I wasn't berating him or anything. And he was quite aggressive, I thought, in terms of how he responded.
Then he put a sovereign ring through your window.
He said, I can't remember his exact words, but it's basically he accused me of being arrogant because he just wanted the time. And when I went to go and look at the time, he said, "Oh, forget it," which again was like, I still feel like that was a bit of face-saving on his part, because, not being funny, if I wanted to know the time, and I was about to ask somebody the time and they cut me off, if they then went on to offer me the time, I'd probably take it, because I still need to know. Like, what's he hoping? The next person who comes along won't assume that he looks like a...
Say when people ask me for the time?
No.
I say, "Time's an abstract concept. You can't own it."
Oh, you must be so much fun at parties, Steve.
You can't own it. Why do you add "can't own it" on the end?
Because they say, "Can I have the time?"
Ask me, "Can I have the time?"
Or do you have the time, I guess, yeah.
You should have wopped your trousers down and said, "You got the place, hon."
Oh, that's so bad.
I came off, which in that context is really quite unfair.
Did he ask you, Rob?
No, he didn't.
Stop keep saying that.
Only verbally.
After Dark Side, I'm getting it all out. Who said erect in hours?
Erect is fine, it's just a word.
I think I made a note about Paul's erection.
Oh, okay. Is it deeped out?
I think that's fine. It's a word.
Yeah, erect's fine. Leave it in. People have to move with the times.
Erect is a word. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. It'll never go down if you don't let it go.
Paul's a very upstanding member of society.
Even with his little erection.
Yeah.
The stand-up guy. No, straight up.
I think that's an unfortunate thing that you experienced there, Rob.
Yeah, I accept that I was a little bit presumptuous, and I have no problem with this, and I didn't object to him telling me to shove the time up my ass, especially not to say it's an abstract concept. How could I possibly do that?
Where were you, Rob, exactly?
I was walking up towards my car, so I was in on the outskirts of Rochester.
So you weren't in the car or anything like that.
No, I was walking up towards my car, which was parked
in biped mode.
Yeah, I was in biped.
Yeah.
I think
this wasn't like a pass by solicitation time. This was even more. That would have been even weirder.
He crossed over the road to ask the time. He was after money.
That's what I thought, right?
He changed his tune.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like I say, he never.
We don't know.
It felt like he didn't want to know the time. I would be very surprised if that's the case.
Would it be hilarious if he was coming over to say, "You Rob from Talk Star Wars"?
No, he would have said
immediately. Said, "I haven't got any money."
But you are Rob.
That's better than the way I would have.
Chavvy crackhorn.
I'm sorry, I've got no cash. It is you. I knew it.
Might as well have insulted him all the way and said, "Sorry, I haven't got any cash or heroin." You stanky piece of shit.
I would have just thrown whatever I was holding and run screaming if I was approached by a stranger.
I would have suddenly just dropped everything I was holding and just gone, am I on the set of Train Spot? And I could have sworn I was walking towards my car.
Who's my car? Is it related to Steve's wife's friend?
Yeah, Michael Hunt.
Yeah, that's him.
Friends call him Mike.
He lives next door to Hugh Janus.
Oh, the old ones are the best ones.
Anuses,
yeah. At this point, this will probably be the first thing that. No, this won't be, will it? The first thing that goes out in 2017, because that'll be a terrible. No, that'll be a terrible thing.
No, there's another.
We'll be dead.
There's New Year's. It's just before New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
it'll go out on Thursday the 29th. At this, based on the usual. Schedule.
It will. I think the first thing we put out will be the pilot episode of.
Perfect. TSW. Start the new year with something new.
Did anyone watch the second video I sent out? The Next Generation Graphics.
I did. I did.
2013.
Yeah. I thought it was like say, Steve.
I'm click
I don't
that now.
I don't fall out with the idea that the tech is amazing.
And this,
but I can still tell.
And if you look at the 2010 one from Nvidia, it's awful. Like,
oh yeah.
And then you can see, and you think, well, what's it going to be like in 2019?
God, you're so judgy.
What's that?
Him. Being all judgy and stuff.
Well, well, the 2010 one looks like Crash Bandicoot.
If they're going for a human face, that's a massive miss.
Yeah, they're well off the ball.
Because he's a cartoon Bandicoot in the game.
Yeah.
If they're going for a gritty Michael Bay-style reboot.
Yeah,
I'm watching it now. The mouth is terrible.
Yeah, well, this is 3 years old. And also, that's made by an amateur. That's not, or a small company. It's not like ILM.
That's Activision. Activision's not a small company by any stretch. They're Call of Duty people.
No, but it's small relative to
something that's big.
CGI.
Thank you, Paul.
This isn't even a fraction of what they've achieved with Tolkien.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is 2013.
Also, now you're all about defending Tolkien. God, you're changing your tune. Pick a side.
No, but what I'm saying is, no, we were talking about whether it will ever be perfect, and I think it will. You can see an evolution.
I don't dispute that.
No such thing as evolution.
What? I didn't realize you were a creationist, Paul.
No. We haven't had enough time for evolution. We've only been around 6,000 years. Anyway, Steve, where's this link? Steve, where's the link? I'm trying to find it.
It's in the chat.
In the chat. Yeah. Scroll up. Next Generation Graphics.
TSW listeners, while you're listening.
Okay, got it.
Take the concept of what Paul said about creationism and think about this. Who was put here to test whose faith on this show?
Yeah.
Steve, did you see the first one from 2010?
No, the first one is another one I found. I couldn't find the 2010 one, but it was kind of irrelevant. The Ed YouTube one is.
The first one's amazing.
It's really good. It's really brilliant.
Yeah,
it looks incredible, but I can still tell it's CG.
Oh, it's from 2014.
Yeah, so they're both a couple of years old, and it's the evolution of CGI is exponential, isn't it?
But that's what I'm saying. If it's exponential, it can never get to 100%. It will always skirt a curve.
100%.
What? That's not how exponentials work.
100%.
My face is 100%.
You
shut your whore mouth.
No, your face is. I've always thought your face is only 99.9% there.
To be fair, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I can deal with that.
That's quite amazing.
To be fair, I am a cyborg.
The first one is very good.
The first one is exceptional.
It's brilliant.
And that's
really
2 years
done.
Old, Mark.
Yeah, the second one is
really
a poo,
well done.
And that was only from the year before.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there you go. You can see the evolution right there. I rest my case. Game, set, match.
No.
Let's let Steve have a win.
That's fine.
And let's wrap this up now, because we've already got a bunch of crazy bollocks from the first part of the recording. Which is the next show coming to TSW.
I really hope. Yeah, crazy I was really bollocks. Hoping. It's Crazy Uncle Mark's bollocks train.
We need to do a live action podcast at some point.
No, I'm sticking with that. As opposed to the... So far.
As opposed to the... as recording ourselves.
Yeah,
audio
only. Yeah, nobody's realised I'm a robot yet.
Paul, is that the layer from the new film?
That's the layer from the new film.
It's not bad.
It's again, it's good, but it is obvious it's CG when you actually see it moving.
It's not right.
What?
It's good, but it's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
But it is good. Like I say, it's high quality. It's and there. Tarkin's high quality.
When people move their faces on film,
yeah,
their skin blurs. This is what they're not getting right, in my opinion. And their face blurs, and they're very jerky when people move. They don't move. And on CGI, it tends to move very like I'm a...
Fluid.
And life's not like... movement's not like that in real life, people.
That's the problem. I think you're probably right that's probably what's missing is it's the human... It's the
human bit.
Well, it's the fluidity that human movement doesn't have that same fluidity consistently. That's the problem. That if you do something on a computer, it's always going to be the same every time, right?
That's like why you know. A bit of mocap. Oh, Paul's found the actual scene. Ooh, hang on. Spoilers ahead! Spoilers ahead!
Steve the spoiler pirate there.
He's a pirate now.
Yep, Steve the pirate.
Right, let's wrap this up and we can continue talking about this off air.
All right, cool.
Right, that's it for After Dark Side for the year.
We're recording that.
Yeah, we'll be back next year when we'll try and actually bring some structure to this crazy thing.
The After Dark Side seems like the worst place we need that.
What, structure?
Yeah.
We need to. Maybe I just need alcohol. Maybe that's what's missing.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a lack of structure in your alcohol. In your alcohol.
My alcohol. My alcohol. Oh God, something's happening.
I think you've had enough, Mark.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm going to sign off. I'm at Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
Cut it there.
Right. No sign off for you
anymore.
I'm at Rob Wade Vision.
Yeah, what's
the join the ranks of my follower base, which increases with every passing day. I will have them all.
Look, listeners are not Pokemon. You cannot collect them all.
That Paul's sounds like a wager, Mark.
Paul's at Movie Score on. Is it at Movie Score News on Twitter?
Movie Score News, yeah.
And Stephen is at.
And I do tell people the time in the street.
Yeah, and Steve is at Stephen_where. We'll see you next year.